78 Sri Lankans have spent another night aboard the Australian customs ship, the Oceanic Viking, and the government appears no closer to resolving the impasse. Indonesia's foreign minister says his government will not be forcing the Sri Lankans to come ashore because that would breach international law. The Rudd government hasn't ruled out forcing the men, women and children off the ship, but it has ruled out sending them to Christmas Island for processing. Indonesia and Australia say they're exercising patience as they search for a solution. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The federal government says that 78 Sri Lankans are calm and well, but it's almost 12 days since they were transferred to the Oceanic Viking, and still there's no resolution in sight.
We have done our level best in terms of trying to facilitate our, as I said, humanitarian concern.
The Indonesian Foreign Minister, Marty Natalegawa, spoke to the ABC's Late Line program.
We have an abundance of patience here. Because we wouldn't want to see any harm comes to them.
He says it's now up to the Sri Lankans to agree to leave the ship.
And we are not in a position, certainly, to force them off the boat.
Indonesia argues using force would breach international law, but on the 7:30 report, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Stephen Smith, again refused to rule it out.
I remain hopeful that this can be done in a civilised and dignified way. It can be done in cooperation between Australian and Indonesian officials and also in cooperation with the Sri Lankans on board.
But if the government's hopes aren't realised, international law expert Don Rothwell says forcefully removing the Sri Lankans wouldn't be illegal.
There is precedent for the use of some force to disembark reluctant asylum seekers, and that was that in October 2001... Following the Tampa incident, force was used by the Australian Defence Force to disembark some of the asylum seekers on the HMAS Manora.
The government will be desperately trying to avoid that scenario. There's already disquiet within Labor ranks, with at least half a dozen MPs and senators expressing concern to their caucus colleagues. One government MP has told AM the debate is shrill on both sides and the Prime Minister should have taken a more sensible approach. The former Human Rights Commissioner, Sev Osdowski, also believes Kevin Rudd's language has been unhelpful.
Well, it's gimmicky, it's unnecessary, it's the response which we would expect of Prime Minister is a leadership, and I would really expect that the Prime Minister would return to the rhetoric of Fraser and Hawke's government.
Malcolm Fraser welcomed thousands of Vietnamese refugees to Australia when he was Prime Minister.
I think the current debate demeans Australia and Australian politics. The opposition has continued its very, as I believe, inhumane approach, which disappoints me greatly. I thought they might have learnt something since the last election.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser ending that report from Samantha Hawley.